Dan. Hi, everyone. I'm Mike Tirico. Welcome to Paris, and welcome to the biggest sporting event in the world, the Olympic Games, here on NBC. This gathering of athletes from around the world comes at a crucial time, with conflicts boiling around the globe, political unrest in many countries, and on the heels of back-to-back Olympics without fans because of COVID.
That kicking off the Olympic opening ceremonies on NBC. No events today, but plenty tomorrow, including basketball, gymnastics, swimming, and volleyball, to name a few. Former Lion Jerry Jacobs has inked a deal with the Rams for a year. He played his first three seasons right here in Detroit. Detroit and L.A. will match up week one at Ford Field. Jack Campbell joining most of his teammates with high confidence heading into 2024.
Everyone talks about, like, oh, I want to be a top 10 defense. I mean, everyone out here on the defensive side, we're going to be, like, the best defense in the NFL, because I feel like if you ever, like, set goals that I feel like are attainable, like, we could very well be a top 10 defense, but we just have to come out here and do the right things every day.
At the Corwell Health Sports Desk, I am Jeremy Otto. For more, go to 97.1 The Ticket or Odyssey.com.
Lomas Brown.
That's right, man. He's priming the pump. That's what this game does. Pump, prime the pump. Pump, prime the pump. Pump, prime the pump. Pump, prime the pump. That's right. Pump, prime the pump. That's right. Pump, prime the pump. Dan, pump, prime the pump. That's right. Pump, prime the pump.
You're so big, that's too big to miss.
Pump, prime the pump. Dan. Pump, prime the pump.
Lomas Brown.
Pump, prime the pump. Pump, prime the pump.
Black jobs.
Oh, that is catchy. That's great. All right, we're going to get the Lions. David Hatchett Hall has to revisit something that was said in these airwaves maybe a couple weeks ago, even a month ago. We'll do that momentarily. However, dude, that's some bad news about Riley Green. I mean, a strain in one of his calves? Didn't play one of the games. He's having leg issues. This isn't a Riley Green always gets injured when he's going to the 10-day IL. But this is even more reason why you got to trade everybody.
Yeah, and then you feel bad because it always seems like something happens to some players during the All-Star break. I don't know if it's a break in routine or what, but you come back and he really hasn't done anything since the All-Star game. And now, we don't know how long he's going to be out. Yeah, this is not good. But they're not going to get rid of people. They're not trading anybody, Rieger.
Really? You don't think they're trading anybody? What do you mean?
I don't think they make any moves.
Any at all?
No.
Not Flaherty, not Canna,
I don't think it's the two pitchers. I don't think it's Flaherty. I don't think it's Scooble.
Wait, you think they keep Jack Flaherty?
Yeah.
They're going to sign him or they just keep him?
They're just going to keep him.
There's no way.
And you know what they're going to do? You've seen this movie before. It was played out last year.
He got duped by E-Rod.
Right. But then they said, who says we can't re-sign E-Rod? Me. You're not going to do it. And what happened? You didn't re-sign him, but they gave the illusion. Well, it's still on the table. And they'll do the same for Flaherty. No, it's on the table.
So you think he's incapable of trading one of the best trade chips out there?
Rieger,
2 years in a row, you got one of the best trade chips out there.
Rieger, I said it yesterday. I think he's timid. And I think he does not want to make that first deal. Because once you make that first deal, you now start the clock. So long as you don't make that deal, and so long as you keep talking about the young guys, and once the core is set, we'll spend money. You know what that subtitles, we are kicking the can. We are not trying to win right now. That's what that means. If you do the translation, if you make a deal, now you got to start winning.
Yeah, but he did make a deal in a very similar spot last year. He traded Michael Lorenzen. He got Lee the prospect, and he's in Double A right now, hitting the cover off the ball. I would be floored. I'd be shocked. I'd be appalled if he doesn't trade Jack Flaherty. Now, if you're going to re-sign him, if you sign them and you actually put ink to paper before the deadline,
I don't know,
then I'd be fine with it.
I don't know how they can resign them. They're strapped for cash.
Yeah, but I just think all the people that want to, like, stand pat, all the people that want to say, like, you know what, let's make a run for this thing, because there's a chance that they win today, they'll be 4.5 games out of the wild card. I mean, they have no pitchers. 2 out of every 5 days, they're having a bullpen day. And now you just lost Riley Green. Things falling apart. They're just not that good. That's why you do trade everybody you possibly can.
Yeah, but so long as Javi is hitting three-run bombs, we'll be okay.
Well, that's why you play him every day, Rico. That's why you play him every day.
Yeah, it is.
Second bomb. You know he's got two bombs in, I think, like 70 games.
I'm actually sitting in the world headquarters right now.
Thank you, Scott. I refuse to believe what you believe. I refuse to believe it.
You got to prove me wrong. But I have zero faith in him. I have none. I don't think that you're going to get anything. I think come Wednesday's show, we're going to be talking about the moves that were never made. And now what does this team do?
There's a quick ticket text. Here's the problem with a Flaherty trade. The trade value has to be more than what Harris expects with the first round compensatory pick he'll get when Flaherty leaves after the year. I don't see a trade happening. Yeah, I mean, if they offer him a qualifying offer, then you would get a first round pick. But you should trade him. And then if you want to bring him back, bring him back. But there's no way you don't trade him. That'd be but 2 years just, in a row.
And Rieger, you brought up a good point. If you're a savvy GM, you're a savvy president, fine, we'll make the trade, and then we will go out and re-sign you in the offseason and bring you back to Detroit to go along with the piece that we got for selling you.
It's the best of both worlds. You get to go win a World Series. You come back for us, and then you pitch. Scooble will be here. Reese will be here. Jackson Job is coming up.
Pretty much, don't sell your house. You're fine.
Right.
You're going to be moving right back here in a few months.
Yeah.
This is it will be temporary. We are just fleecing this team for another player to help us out, and we're going to bring you back.
You scratch our back, we'll scratch yours. That sort of thing.
I have no faith.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. That would blow me away. So, by the way, the deadline is on Tuesday.
So you're really expecting a move to happen?
Absolutely. 100%.
And why do you expect this?
Because you have to.
No. But why do you expect it? What leads you to believe that this will actually happen? Not because it's what you want, but what gives you the reason it's going to happen?
Because, well, he's done it before. He traded Michael Lorenzen last year on an expiring contract. He got Hoyu Lee, I believe is how you pronounce his name. So it's already happened once. The second thing is you have zero chance of going to the postseason. Zero chance. So you have a guy, an asset, in Jack Flaherty.
But do they believe that?
But yes, absolutely.
They believe they have zero chance.
Evan Petzl wrote this the other day, that they have every intention of trading Jack Flaherty. Not so much Tarek Skubal, but Flaherty. Yes, you can actually get something for him. Now, I don't know if you're going to get like a top 100 prospect, but I think maybe you could. Or maybe, crazy concept, maybe you get a major league ready bat for a guy like Flaherty, a guy that isn't being used for the team you're trading him to, a guy that's blocked. Whatever the case is, it's your chance to make your team better. And if you want to bring Flaherty back, cool. And if you don't bring him back, no big deal. I know people like Mark Ryan. I was listening yesterday. We got into a big fight. He's in love with the idea of not allowing Flaherty to go. But I don't know if they want to trade him. Or sign him, rather.
But here's the thing. If you get rid of Flaherty, what you are saying is you're waving the white flag on the season. And I don't know if they're ready to say this season's over. I don't know if they're ready to say we realize we're completely out of it and we're already looking forward to the 2025 year.
Oh, I disagree. I think Scott Harris is ready to pull the trigger on Canna, Urshela,
you know what?
Flaherty.
Rieger, 3 weeks ago, maybe, but now they started winning. They're starting to creep closer to that wild card spot. It's like, maybe. We're close.
We want to talk about the Lions, but I want to ask this quick question. And we'll move on, I promise. But 248-539-9797, would you dare, now that you heard the Riley Green news, he's out for at least 10 days, would you dare stand pat? If you're Scott Harris, we know you're not buying. Totally get it. Don't expect you to buy. You're not giving up assets. But would you really stand pat? There's a chance. They're under 5 games, 4.5 out of the wild card if they win today and get some help. Would you dare stand pat and not trade the guys you could trade? That would be, irresponsible. That would be asinine. But there's a lot of fans, I'm sure, that are saying, dude, it's been a decade. We're within shouting distance. We just want to see winning baseball. We're the hottest team in July. They are. They're 12-6. The best record in July. Would you dare stand pat? Mm-hmm. I say hell no.
I think I think that the more that they keep winning, the more they believe we got a shot here. If we keep you're guaranteed two victories if you keep Flaherty and Scooble, pretty much. So
maybe
let's keep them there, because if you move them, we're not going to win. And I think that right now they feel, as you said, they're the hottest team. 3 weeks ago, I would have said, yeah, I think they know this thing is over. But if you could creep up to 3.5 games out that final spot, and you still got a couple months to go, yeah, you start thinking, well, maybe we bring up some of the younger guys from the minors, and maybe we actually have something here.
I'm going to speak for Tiger fans. I think Tiger fans are smart. I think they understand you got to sell. I think they understand you got to trade everybody.
I'm not speaking for Tiger fans. I got you. I'm speaking for this guy.
I'm actually sitting in the world headquarters right now.
I totally disagree with you.
He believes in his young guys, Rieger.
Not a chance.
He does. He believes.
Not a chance.
He is telling you once they are ready, then we're going to start spending money.
This is how you infuse more youth to your young guys. You got to keep adding and adding and adding. I mean, we could talk about Clark and McGonagall all you want, but it's more than those guys.
He doesn't want to block guys.
And not to mention, the Tigers are chasing the Rangers, the Rays, the Mariners, the Red Sox, and then you got to get to that third wild card spot, which currently is the Royals, so you play the next series. There's no chance you're making the playoffs. There's zero. It would be a stunning turn of events.
If you can get to 3.5 games, Rieger, with another, 2 months to go?
Yeah, but look at your current situation. Your best player, down for at least 10 days. You're missing pitchers. You have nobody with the exception of dudes throwing bullpens. So you threw out a bullpen session yesterday.
But that's
just
it.
You won.
Look how bad it's looking, and you're still finding ways to win. So in the Tigers' mindset and Scott Harris, well, what happens when Riley Green is healthy?
So you believe
what happened when
pat.
Everybody?
It, so You're not long, saying you agree with it.
But I
you,
don't. I do not okay. agree with this. But so long as you are finding ways to win with bullpen games and Javi Baez hitting home runs, it's like, hey, maybe we're living the charmed life right now, and we just ride this thing until the wheels fall off.
I am fascinated by this. 248-539-9797. Do you believe they dare stand pat? That would be irresponsible, deplorable. That would be awful. It would be utterly atrocious, but Rico believes it's going to happen. 97 won the ticket.
And hi, everyone. I'm Mike Tirico. Welcome to Paris, and welcome to the biggest sporting event in the world, the Olympic Games, here on NBC. This gathering of athletes from around the world comes at a crucial time, with conflicts boiling around the globe, political unrest in many countries, and on the heels of back-to-back Olympics without fans because of COVID.
That kicking off the Olympic opening ceremonies on NBC. No events today, but plenty tomorrow, including basketball, gymnastics, swimming, and volleyball, to name a few. Former Lion Jerry Jacobs has inked a deal with the Rams for a year. He played his first three seasons right here in Detroit. Detroit and LA will match up week one at Ford Field. Jack Campbell joining most of his teammates with high confidence heading into 2024.
Everyone talks about, I want to be a top 10 defense. I mean, everyone out here on the defensive side, we're going to be, the best defense in the NFL, because I feel like if you ever, set goals that I feel like are attainable, we could very well be a top 10 defense, but we just have to come out here and do the right things every day.
At the Corwell Health Sports Desk, I am Jeremy Otto. For more, go to 97.1 The Ticket or Odyssey.com.
Lomas Brown.
That's right, man. He's priming the pump. That's what this game does. It's pump, prime the pump. Pump, prime the pump. Pump, prime the pump. Pump, prime the pump. That's right. Pump, prime the pump. That's right. Pump, prime the pump. Dan, pump, prime the pump. That's right. Pump, prime the pump.
You're so big, that's too big to miss.
Pump, prime the pump. Dan. Pump, prime the pump.
Lomas Brown.
Pump, prime the pump. Pump. Pump, prime the pump.
Black jobs.
Oh, that is catchy. That's great.
All right, we're going to get the Lions. David Hatchett Hull has to revisit something that was said in these airwaves maybe a couple weeks ago, even a month ago. We'll do that momentarily. However, dude, that's some bad news about Riley Green. I mean, a strain in one of his calves? Didn't play one of the games. He's having leg issues. This isn't a Riley Green always gets injured, but he's going to the 10-day IL. But this is even more reason why you got to trade everybody.
Yeah, and then you feel bad because It always seems like something happens to some players after during the All-Star break. I don't know if it's a break in routine or what, but you come back and he really hasn't done anything since the All-Star game. And now, we don't know how long he's going to be out. Yeah, this is not good. But they're not going to get rid of people. They're not trading anybody, Rieger.
Really? You don't think they're trading anybody? What do you mean?
I don't think they make any moves.
Any at all?
No.
Not Flaherty, not Canna,
I don't think it's the two pitchers. I don't think it's Flaherty. I don't think it's Scooble.
Wait, you think they keep Jack Flaherty?
Yeah.
They're going to sign him or they just keep him?
They're just going to keep him.
There's no way.
And you know what they're going to do? You've seen this movie before. It was played out last year.
He got duped by E-Rod.
Right. But then they said, who says we can't re-sign E-Rod? Me. You're not going to do it. And what happened? You didn't re-sign him, but they gave the illusion. Well, it's still on the table. And they'll do the same for Flaherty. No, it's on the table.
So you think he's incapable of trading one of the best trade chips out there? Rieger, 2 years in a row, you got one of the best trade chips out there.
Rieger, I said it yesterday. I think he's timid. And I think he does not want to make that first deal. Because once you make that first deal, you now start the clock. So long as you don't make that deal, and so long as you keep talking about the young guys, and once the core is set, we'll spend money. You know what that subtitles? We are kicking the can. We are not trying to win right now. That's what that means. If you do the translation, if you make a deal, now you got to start winning.
Yeah, but he did make a deal in a very similar spot last year. He traded Michael Lorenzen. He got Lee the prospect. And he's in Double A right now, hitting the cover off the ball. I would be floored. I'd be shocked. I'd be appalled if he doesn't trade Jack Flaherty. Now, if you're going to re-sign him, if you sign him and you actually put ink to paper before the deadline,
I don't know
then I'd be fine with it.
I don't know how they can re-sign him. They're strapped for cash.
Yeah, but I just think all the people that want to, like, stand pat, all the people that want to say, like, you know what? Let's make a run for this thing. Because there's a chance if they win today, they'll be 4.5 games out of the wild card. I mean, they have no pitchers. 2 out of every 5 days, they're having a bullpen day. And now you just lost Riley Green. Things falling apart. They're just not that good. That's why you do trade everybody you possibly can.
Yeah, but so long as Javi is hitting 3-run bombs, we'll be okay.
Well, that's why you play him every day, Rico. That's why you play him every day.
Yeah, it is.
Second bomb. You know he's got 2 bombs in, I think, like 70 games.
I'm actually sitting in the world headquarters right now.
Thank you, Scott. I refuse to believe what you believe. I refuse to believe it.
You got to prove me wrong. But I have zero faith in him. I have none. I don't think that you're going to get anything. I think come Wednesday's show, we're going to be talking about the moves that were never made. And now what does this team do?
There's a quick ticket text. Here's the problem with a Flaherty trade. The trade value has to be more than what Harris expects with the first round compensatory pick he'll get when Flaherty leaves after the year. I don't see a trade happening. Yeah, I mean, if they offer him a qualifying offer, then you would get a first round pick. But you should trade him. And then if you want to bring him back, bring him back. But there's no way you don't trade him. That'd be 2 years in a row.
And Rieger, you brought up a good point. If you're a savvy GM, you're a savvy president, fine, we'll make the trade, and then we will go out and re-sign you in the offseason and bring you back to Detroit to go along with the piece that we got for selling you.
It's the best of both worlds. You get to go win a World Series. You come back for us, and then you pitch. Scooble will be here. Reese will be here. Jackson Jobe is coming up.
Pretty much. Don't sell your house. You're fine.
Right.
You can be moving right back here in a few months.
Yeah.
This is it will be temporary. We are just fleecing this team for another player to help us out, and we're going to bring you back.
You scratch our back, we'll scratch yours. That sort of thing.
I have no faith.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. That would blow me away. So, by the way, the deadline is on Tuesday.
So you're really expecting a move to happen?
Absolutely. 100%.
And why do you expect this?
Because you have to.
No. But why do you expect it? What leads you to believe that this will actually happen? Not because it's what you want, but what gives you the reason it's going to happen?
Because, well, he's done it before. He traded Michael Lorenzen last year on an expiring contract. He got Hoyu Lee, I believe is how you pronounce his name. So it's already happened once. The second thing is you have zero chance of going to the postseason. Zero chance. So you have a guy, an asset, in Jack Flaherty.
But do they believe that?
But yes. Oh, absolutely.
They believe they have zero chance.
Evan Petzl wrote this the other day, that they have every intention of trading Jack Flaherty. Not so much Tarek Skubal, but Flaherty. Yes, you can actually get something for him. Now, I don't know if you're going to get like a top 100 prospect, but I think maybe you could. Or maybe, crazy concept, maybe you get a major league ready bat for a guy like Flaherty, a guy that isn't being used for the team you're trading him to, a guy that's blocked. Whatever the case is, it's your chance to make your team better. And if you want to bring Flaherty back, cool. And if you don't bring him back, no big deal. I know people like Mark Ryan. I was listening yesterday. We got into a big fight. He's in love with the idea of not allowing Flaherty to go. But I don't know if they want to trade him. Or sign him, rather.
But here's the thing. If you get rid of Flaherty, what you are saying is you're waving the white flag on the season. And I don't know if they're ready to say this season's over. I don't know if they're ready to say we realize we're completely out of it and we're already looking forward to the 2025 year.
Oh, I disagree. I think Scott Harris is ready to pull the trigger on Canna, Urshela,
you know what,
Flaherty.
Rieger, 3 weeks ago, maybe, but now they started winning. They're starting to creep closer to that wild card spot. It's like, maybe. We're close.
We want to talk about the Lions, but I want to ask this quick question. And we'll move on, I promise. But 248-539-9797, would you dare, now that you heard the Riley Green news, he's out for at least 10 days, would you dare stand pat? If you're Scott Harris, we know you're not buying. Totally get it. Don't expect you to buy. You're not giving up assets. But would you really stand pat? There's a chance they're under 5 games, 4.5 out of the wild card if they win today and get some help. Would you dare stand pat and not trade the guys you could trade? That would be, irresponsible. That would be asinine. But there's a lot of fans, I'm sure, that are saying, dude, it's been a decade. We're within shouting distance. We just want to see winning baseball. We're the hottest team in July. They are. They're 12-6, the best record in July. Would you dare stand pat? Mm-hmm. I say hell no.
I think that the more that they keep winning, the more they believe we got a shot here. If we keep, you're guaranteed 2 victories if you keep Flaherty and Skubal, pretty much. So,
maybe.
Let's keep them there, because if you move them, we're not going to win. And I think that right now they feel, as you said, they're the hottest team. 3 weeks ago, I would have said, yeah, I think they know this thing is over. But if you could creep up to 3.5 games out that final spot and you still got a couple months to go, yeah, you start thinking, well, maybe we bring up some of the younger guys from the minors and maybe we actually have something here.
I'm going to speak for Tiger fans. I think Tiger fans are smart. I think they understand you got to sell. I think they understand you got to trade everybody.
I'm not speaking for Tiger fans.
I got you.
I'm speaking for this guy.
I'm actually sitting in the world headquarters right now.
I totally disagree with you.
He believes in his young guys, Rieger.
Not a chance.
He does. He believes.
Not a chance.
He is telling you once they are ready, then we're going to start spending money.
This is how you infuse more youth to your young guys. You got to keep adding and adding and adding. I mean, we could talk about Clark and McGonagall all you want, but it's more than those guys.
He doesn't want to block guys.
And not to mention, the Tigers are chasing the Rangers, the Rays, the Mariners, the Red Sox, and then you got to get to that third wild card spot, which currently is the Royals, so you play the next series. There's no chance you're making the playoffs. There's zero. It would be a stunning turn of events.
If you can get to 3.5 games, Rieger, with another, 2 months to go?
Yeah, but look at your current situation. Your best player, down for at least 10 days. You're missing pitchers. You have nobody with the exception of dudes throwing bullpens. So you threw out a bullpen session yesterday,
but that's just
and
it.
You won.
Look how bad it's looking, and you're still finding ways to win. So in the Tigers' mindset and Scott Harris, Well, what happens when Riley Green is healthy?
So you believe
what
they're
happened when
pat.
Everybody?
It, you're
so
not
long,
saying you agree with it.
But I don't. I do not okay. agree with this. But so long as you are finding ways to win with bullpen games and Javi Baez hitting home runs, it's like, hey, maybe we're living the charmed life right now, and we just ride this thing until the wheels fall off.
I am fascinated by this. 248-539-9797. Do you believe they dare stand pat? That would be irresponsible, deplorable. That would be awful. It would be utterly atrocious, but Rico believes it's going to happen. 97 won the ticket.